Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we've got another great show tonight. I'm sure if all you are out there listening tonight, you are definitely sinners because you were not picked up in the rapture. So, being here myself as well, I would have to say I'm part of the crew. But anyway, at 6 o'clock, there was a great flash of light in my living room, and my dog and my goldfish disappeared, but I'm still here. So apparently they're more evolved than I am. But anyway, just kidding around. I hope people aren't taking that whole thing too seriously. I know a lot of people had a lot invested in that rapture happening, and I think it was postponed due to popular demand, and the whole planet is evolving and going to go through its own rapture. It's part of the awakening and healing process, and the earth is ascending. It doesn't mean everybody's going to be checking off and going to hang out with Jesus, because we're ascending into Christ consciousness. The whole earth is going in that direction, and some people are going to make the shift and some aren't, and that's just the way it goes. But we just have to stop giving our power away to outside sources and make our own personal God connection and go from there. And the body will take care of itself. It will ascend. As long as we bring heaven to earth and heaven into our own bodies, we're going to be doing great. But if we keep doing these separation games and exclusive games, we're just going to be in for one heartbreak after another. So enough said on the rapture. It's quite interesting. I just hope people don't get too depressed, in dealing with that. That situation, not having it happen. There's some other interesting news. There's just so many things going on. I mean, the Earth is being bombarded with neutrinos right now, which is changing the decay rate of matter. And a lot of scientists are freaking out, but that's really a good thing because we are ascending into a less dense frequency. And if they were aware of the prophecies, they would understand that that's just part of the process. And the sun is streaming all kinds of energy to Earth to help us get through this process. There's just so many shifts going on. We just had the Wesak full moon celebration of Buddha, and that was a huge influx of energy. So we are definitely having major shifts, major energies coming in, and we just need to stay on top of it. I believe this is the third day in the Mayan calendar of the ninth wave, which is another huge shift that we're going through. And so there are major energy shifts happening, and they are happening on some of the dates that people prophesize, but, it's not as radical as some have preached it to be. It's a shift, it's a lifting, it's a healing, it's bringing us closer to the source, to the God within us, and the realization that God is within everyone and everything. All right, so enough said on that. I've got a great guest tonight. I've got Judy's with us. She's a gifted intuitive and researcher who has over 30 years in alternatives of all types, and has worked closely with this company for about 10 years, and we're talking about Rife Technology here. She's worked daily with the BCX 211 and the 411 and was involved in development of the unit. And I've used a lot of this Rife technology in the past. My brother's very much involved in it, and it works. So her website, you can check it out. It's www.bioelectricsforhealth.com if you want to check that out. And, I can go on and on, but I just want to get into the meat of the subject. So, Judy, are you with us?
I am. I did not get raptured either, so I must be one of those sinners you were talking about.
Yeah, I sent an email out and just having fun with it, and I told people, hey, as long as you're checking out, why don't you leave all your spare cash and your credit cards and the PIN numbers and your new vehicles and the keys to your resort homes, and I said, any of those sinning daughters too that you're afraid of leaving behind, you can just drop them all off at the ranch and we'll take care of everything for you. So,
but you still don't have any of that, right?
No. I was just trying to make light of it. And
I know.
So basically, I can't remember his name, but he said it was going to happen in 1994, and it didn't happen, and now it's supposed to happen again. But, you know, I find it interesting, though. He did pick some very integral dates. And one of the dates where the Earth was going to be destroyed is October 28th, when this comet Elenin, which seems to be much bigger than they're telling us, because it is perturbing all the planets and making all kinds of things go wrong. Yeah, Harold Camping is his name. He is the guy. That's when we go through the comet's tail. It's on October 28th. So that could be a major part. It actually moves between the Earth and the Sun, and we'll be going through its tail. So I thought that was interesting that he did choose October 28th as the day God's wrath comes down on the planet, you know.
We've been waiting for the end for a very long time. Sometimes I just wish it would hurry up and get it over with.
Yeah.
So we can go to that less dense place. I would really like that.
Yeah, I'm all for celebrating the beginning, you know.
Exactly.
Rather than the end. But there's so many things going on. It's a little crazy. But anyway, I wanted to get into some of this Rife technology, and you can help explain basically the origins of this technology and what this technology can do.
Well, as you mentioned, it can do many things. It is based on the principles that all things are a frequency, that everything is vibrating, and I imagine most of your audience is already aware of that. And way back in 1930, believe it or not, this guy named Rife discovered that these pathogens were vibrating. He built a very unique microscope that could watch viruses and bacteria alive, and so he could see them moving around. He also mm-hmm. discovered by staining them with light, which, of course, there again is a vibration, that he could designate, say, tuberculosis had a certain vibratory rate. Then he would proceed into applying this vibratory rate to this pathogen until it dissolved or exploded in many cases. Thereby, it was no longer a threat to the organism. So this was a very profound piece of knowledge, and he proceeded to test this, thousands of times on tumors and various things, of course, tuberculosis and smallpox and stuff like that in the 1930s were very big problems, and he was able to eliminate these pathogens with a vibration that caused the tuberculosis, the smallpox, and even the cancer tumors.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the studies he did with the Scripps Howard Institute, they totally put into remission or cured cancer in 16 terminally ill cancer patients of the day, and it was a big deal. You know, they had the end to all diseases, they thought. But, of course, that isn't the way it played out. As with many amazing things we've been offered, like free energy and all kinds of other things, the powers that be weren't going to have us all be well for no money. So unfortunately, the technology was very much suppressed, and Rife was drugged through court and even eventually moved out of this country. And then in the 1980s, a man named Barry Lyons wrote a book about the cancer cure that worked, and that kind of started the information again in this country and in many countries. And with the beginning of the web, then the information could travel even farther. So that's kind of a brief synopsis of it. The frequencies, of course, with everything vibrating, can be used to clean out the body, help rid the body of various viruses, funguses, bacteria, so forth. And it can also be used to help rejuvenate and raise the consciousness of the body. You know, as we get rid of all this lower-level stuff that's clogging us up, we can be a lot faster and smarter for our own spiritual development.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. The what I found out, I was doing some research on this a long time ago, and I think he equated cancer to a virus, and I think he called it the BX virus.
He does.
He had he had no trouble shattering that virus as well as any of the other viruses or bacteria that people were having problems with. And you could actually watch it under a microscope. When they would hit it with the right frequency, these things would just shatter and be gone.
Not only did he do it, but in the 70s, a lady named Virginia Livingston brought this all back out, and she did it. She would inject herself with this BX virus and grow a cancer tumor and then proceed to disintegrate it with frequencies in 3 or 4 or 5 sessions. Mm-hmm. Of course, there again, no one wanted to hear about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, there's another doctor recently that he has been treating tumors on the basis that they're caused by a fungus, and he's been treating it with ozone therapy and other things like the MMS and all these other things that would actually kill any fungus, or I think it would probably kill the virus too, but having amazing results with that as well. So there's all these new cures coming out and ways of treating this that are extremely effective and working. And I have a friend of mine, I won't mention her name, but her sister is actually going under the knife, and probably go under chemo and everything else. And I hear this constantly, people, and I go, don't do it. It's like the head of the American Cancer Society found out that you have a 400% better chance surviving cancer by not doing chemotherapy, and by their own statistics. So anyway, it's just insane, the treatments.
Well, yeah, that's a very good point. 86% of the cancer doctors would not take their own treatments, nor would they recommend them for their close family members. So, the treatments are as bad or worse than the disease in many cases.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. And, it doesn't make sense. There's another woman that was, it was Dr. Day, I believe it was, where...
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just went on a real strict raw diet and did a few other things and straightened herself out. And she was saying the same thing. It makes no sense to totally kill your immune system, poison you to the brink of death to kill something when you should actually be boosting your immune system and doing all you can to bring balance back to the body. These practices are, to me, barbaric and genocidal.
Oh, they are. And, of course, the frequencies are very powerful in balancing the body, that along with good water and good nutrition. And mm-hmm. I'm a big believer in some sort of a spiritual practice, meditation, and that sort of thing. You can really turn any issue around, even cancer. Of course, cancer is the big scary word that everybody is so afraid of, but there are many other things going on right now that are probably as bad, if not worse. I've been really disturbed by the amount of Lyme there is. Lyme disease seems to be becoming an epidemic in this country, and it's quite amazing how they treat it and how ineffective most of the drugs are on the long-term treatment of this type of a sickness.
Now, there's a young man in the valley here that went into, actually was over in Oregon, and he had Lyme disease and was really upset about it and was going downhill fast. And he got some Rife sessions and it turned it right around, cleared it right out of his system.
It is one of the things that we're having extremely good success with, and that's encouraging because the other treatments don't seem to help very much, and it's quite disturbing when you see so many young people. I'm working with a number of clients in their 20s, and they're very debilitated by this Lyme pathogen. It's frightening. But it's the frequencies are a very good option to, other things that are available. Of course, you also have to have good food.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have nutritional support to help the body rebuild itself.
Exactly. I worked with a biophysicist for 7 years, and that's one of his main things is food should be your medicine. And we have to eat closer to the earth and get away from all this processed food, and especially get away from the corn syrup and the aspartame and and all these other, you know, additives that they're throwing in there that really those are the people the FDA should be going after, but they totally support that. And they support all the things that harm you and go after the people that are healing you, which does not make any sense whatsoever.
Well, I don't know. Not much from our perspective, for sure. I suppose they have a method to their madness.
Yeah. Yeah, and going
and
after
of course, milk. Nowadays we have so much environmental pollution, as you well know, that sometimes just eating good is not enough because of the toxins in the air, in the water, and so forth.
I know in most city waters they have probably a minimum of 650 pathogens in there. And carcinogens and things like that, up to 850 or 1,000. It's just unbelievable what's in most, you know, city tap waters. And what's sad is that there are ways of rectifying this. And then they dump fluoride in there, which totally shuts you down and turns you into a zombie. You know,
it's devastating to your immune system on all levels, and particularly your thyroid gland. I mean, and without the thyroid, you have a lot of other problems that develop, and the longer you don't have a working thyroid, the more problems you get, because this thing is turned off by this fluoride, whatever. That's crazy stuff.
it's just... You know, not to be a downer or whatever, but when you're aware of the big picture and you really see what's going on, you know, with all the food additives and the aspartame and the fluoride in the water, and now with the chemtrails, and you know, when you just add it all together, it's almost like the powers that be are waging full-scale war on the populace, and they're doing everything they can to dumb them down and make them go away and cash in on the way out. But, you know, I think that's starting to turn around now, and people are waking up and figuring it out, and hopefully we can go through a major transformation, you know, in this process.
Well, yeah, there's a fine line between being afraid of it and being empowered by learning, and there again, taking your power back. Learn what you can do to support your body, to clean up your water, to clean out your body, so to speak, rather than just drinking the water and the aspartame and everything else and going along with it and then developing cancer later in life. You know,
I know a lot of people are, you know, they're diabetic or they're trying to lose weight, and so they're drinking Diet Coke or whatever diet drinks, and it's doing so much more damage. They would be better off drinking straight Coke, you know, or putting sugar in their coffee or whatever. It would be so much better than the alternative. And I don't even know why any doctor would even prescribe that. It's insanity.
Well, and then the sugars and all those additives foster the various funguses, and the funguses can be a big part of the beginning of other disease processes, like Rife found that the cancer was directly related to a fungus and a virus, and there's a lot of them treating cancers as funguses nowadays, and of course this Lyme thing is a spirochete, which is a really unpleasant little critter. Because it can burrow in way deep into the tissue.
Oh yeah, so it's more of a little creature or a parasite than a virus or a bacteria.
It is, but it also almost always carries a number of bacterial, what they call co-infections. As your system gets weaker. And if you're not on a really good diet, people are very, very prone to the candidas. And then you get dysheaval in all the body systems. Your gut's full of candida, your blood's full of bacteria, your brain's full of spirochetes, and it gets very unpleasant.
Now, these Rife technologies, do they have the ability to remove all of these from your system?
Well, as you probably know, I'm not allowed to make any claims to that fact, but I have seen that it does happen that way. particularly mm-hmm. when you can get a device like this one that I work with, the BCX Ultra, that has a radio wave carrier, because the radio wave carrier allows it to go much deeper into the body tissues, and it seems so many of these things nowadays are getting into the brain and causing things like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis, and many of those things are really symptoms of pathogens that have gotten into the brain and into the central nervous system. And so, yes, the frequencies are very powerful in getting deep inside the tissues and helping the body to eliminate these things.
Now, according to Rife's technology or his research, he was saying that the cell, the human cells, are 10,000 times more resilient than these virus or bacteria or that he was destroying. So really, there was no side effect to the human cells, no damage whatsoever done, but there usually was a little die-off or a, what do they call it, the redox effect? I can't remember the name of that.
Herxheimer effect, yes. It is a die-off because, of course, the sick cells, like you say, the sicker cells are very weak. And when you put this frequency to them, you basically kill that sick cell, and then that creates debris in the lymph and the blood and that sort of thing. And you can often feel that. In fact, that can be a big part of the issue when you're very sick and already have a lot of compromised symptoms, is this die-off effect. But I always tell people, better out of you than in. And so you just have to sort of learn to work with that, drink more water, do other things that help eliminate these dead and dying pathogens out of your system. The frequencies can be used for that as well, because they can help clean out the blood and stimulate the lymph.
Nice. Yeah, and probably, I guess, maybe a kidney cleanse or liver cleanse wouldn't be a bad idea at the same time.
And a colon cleanse.
And
we're all full of it.
Yeah. Clean out the pipes.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was working in Mexico down there with a group, and we had them on the show, and they're doing amazing things. You know, they have Rife technology, they have, chelation therapy, stem cell. They're actually doing stem cell implants. I mean, they're doing all of these incredible things down there, and they were saying, you know, something like over 850,000 people are leaving the U.S. and going to Mexico for treatment because they're not allowing these other technologies to come out, you know, that have an incredible track record. And, you know, I saw people that went through this process that went in there, you know, just barely walking, and, you know, now they're skipping and dancing. So it's just amazing seeing the health effects of people. And you just don't see that in the hospitals. You know, you see people go in there pretty messed up sometimes, and they come out pretty messed up. And they're
usually.
Their symptoms have been suppressed or whatever else, but the healing isn't there. And they're just suppressing and just keeping them going, basically. And it's usually, they're kept going through some dependency on some drug or some other thing. And it's kind of sad. And I always look at that process, and I always wonder, when are we going to have a real healthcare plan focused on health versus, these other programs that they're running now,
which are pretty much focused on keeping you not too healthy.
Exactly. Keeping the money flowing
right
to the big pharma and those guys. But, it's kind of sad, you know, the way things are right now. But I think people are waking up to it. And obviously, if there's over 850,000 people going to Mexico, they are definitely waking up to the fact that there's a definite failure in our own healthcare system. And it's time for a major overhaul.
Well, too many people have had their family members and friends die of these various diseases and seen where medicine fails, and then when they get it themselves, they don't want to go that way.
Uh-huh.
that was kind of why I picked alternatives in the beginning in my own path. And when I got really ill second time in my life, I found out about these frequencies, and they worked better than almost everything else I was doing. But I think nutrition is really important, and there again, your attitude is
oh yeah,
your spiritual connection, however you want to put that. Because mm-hmm. without that, you won't get the information you need as to where to go and what to eat and how to do it, you know?
Exactly.
You know, the thing about this device is you don't have to go to Mexico. You can use it in your own home. You can learn about it. You can help yourself and your family and your friends if you choose to do so.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think that is the name. It's going to take a little research to... you know, to be, get on top of it and make sure you know how to use it. But overall, you know, it's the best way to do it. Now, the best way, if people wanted to get a hold of one of these devices, they would just go to the website, or would it be better to call you?
Either one works. They can go to the website and look over all the information at bioelectricsforhealth.com, or they can call me at 1-800-936-6240, and I'll be happy to help them with any questions. Many people say to me, why don't you have a buy now button on your website? Well, when I first put up the website, I did that, and I had several people that got the device without understanding it very well. And so I really make a very big effort so that everybody understands what they're getting, how they're going to use it, how I'm going to help them learn to use it mm-hmm. before they put such a big investment into something they really don't know enough about.
Yeah, I think that is a good idea. I know that's one of the problems I have. My brother uses those quite a bit and has them, and my problem is I haven't had any training with it, and so... You know, I have the device sitting there for a while, and I don't have it with me anymore. And, you know, I didn't really use it because, you know, I really needed some, you know, I'm not a real tech person anyway, so I need even a little extra explanation when it comes to technology.
I'm not either a tech person, but I've learned to do this. So
yeah.
Now you have someone you can call, James.
Okay, great. Yeah.
If he ever gives you your toy back.
Yeah, I think I'll have it back here soon. You know, I was going to say, it's always been my dream and to create one of these Patch Adams hospitals, you know, where the energy was up, you know, where you're teaching, you know, you're covering everything like process-oriented therapy, clearing up the mental, emotional body, you know, meditation, using, you know, life technologies, crystallized oxygen water, you know, all of these things all together.
Oh, yeah. And there's so much that can be done with emotional stuff as well. Almost all diseases have a certain amount of emotion attached to them.
And I've seen that again and again. I've seen people go in one door in a wheelchair and walk out mm-hmm. with technologies that are here on the planet right now. Amazing technologies. You know, magnetic light tables, you know, oxygen chambers, all these things. You know, things that really work, have a nice track record behind them. And if you put that all together in one place, you know, you would have like this miracle healing center. And what's sad, I think it's very sad today, is that if you had a place like that, you would have, you know, every agency on your door, you know, trying to shut you down for anything possible, because, you know, almost all those agencies are in service to the system. They're not really in service to humanity or the earth. They serve a system, and that system is there to perpetuate itself and, you know, keep the status quo going and business as usual. So anything that's going to challenge that system, or anything that is going to challenge their bank account, basically is going to have an experience, you might say, you know. So
well, yeah, that's why so many of the good clinics have gone to Mexico, because they can't do it in this country without getting shut down.
And, you know, down what's interesting down in Mexico, my dentist is down there in Mexico, in Puerto Vallarta, Dr. Penalva, and he's amazing. You know, these guys have been trained in the States and they have better equipment than my dentist here in the States. And And it's about, you know, one third or one half the price. So, you know, why not go to Mexico, have a beautiful vacation and get your teeth fixed at the same time? Or why not go and get healed and, you know, get healed by these other techniques and technologies and then have a beautiful vacation all paid for, you know, for the price that. And I think that's where we're really missing out here, because the money should stay in the country. It should stay in the U.S. And you know, and there's a lot of people that could prosper by allowing these technologies to come out, not just the people that are using these modalities and therapies, but the people that are receiving, you know, this help as well. They would be more prosperous and more industrious, you know, if they're feeling healthy. So it doesn't make any sense whatsoever unless you just add just the pure greed and control factor. But it makes no sense whatsoever the path that people are on today.
Well, not in keeping everyone sick. It really doesn't make a lot of sense. Like you say, they're more prosperous. They can work and make more money and spend more money and all that crazy stuff. So go figure, why would they want everyone sick?
Well, it goes back to this elite consciousness that all it knows how to do is control and, you know, profit and control, basically. That's its program. And for some reason, it believes that, you know, this consciousness believes that it's separate from the rest of humanity and nature. And that's going to be its own undoing, because karma does not have any boundaries. It's going to go where it needs to go, and people are going to have
their reaction. What goes around comes around.
Yeah, they're going to have a reaction to their action. And you know, we got to get, you know, I wrote an article today about that, you know, and the basic universal principles, you know, for a healthy society are brother, sisterly love, you know, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, universal peace. All of these attributes are what an advanced society would live by. And we seem to be doing exactly the opposite. You know, our leadership is mostly based on, you know, those with the, you know, the golden rule, those with the most money make the rules, and those, you know, and they're installed basically.
That's pretty much what the healing industry and health care, as they like to call it, has become. It's just a greedy money system where very few people actually recover their health and well-being from the things that they go through in that system.
Yeah, and to me, if you're a doctor and you've taken that Hippocratic Oath, you know, and you're here to heal and help people, it makes no sense whatsoever. You know, how can you, with any integrity whatsoever, continue in that field knowing the effects that a lot of these drugs are having when there are very simple alternatives, sometimes less costly, that are much more effective? It's, you know, some doctors are standing up. There's a lot of them out there saying, you know what, I'm going to use what works. And I'm not going to be hogtied by the big pharma or whatever, and whatever it takes. And I know some of these doctors, and they use, you know, they use the standard medicine, but they also use a lot of alternative methods as well. And they sit their patient down and they basically say, look, these are your options. You can go here, you can go here, you can go here. And, you know, I'll treat you however you feel you need to be treated. And they're having amazing success stories, you know, with their patients.
Well, they are. And sometimes combining a little bit of the medicine with certain other modalities can be very powerful. I work with one particular clinic that does that. And they use, you know, these vitamin C drips and this sort of thing and a certain regimen of antibiotics, and then they recommend that they go home and continue the process with the frequencies and diet. And so this is a very progressive thinking oncologist that recommends this sort of modality, and it's really good to see that happening more and more.
Mm-hmm. I know the chelation therapy is amazing, you know, what that does, you know, as far as taking everything out of your system and then putting back the right balance of minerals and nutrients and things of that nature, you know, that's a major help. The stem cell, you know, they just like implant the stem cells and they just go wherever they need to go. And I've seen some amazing healings through that technology. And I don't
know. That was something that I did when I began to get really ill in this process I went through, but it was so long ago. I know stem cells have come a long way. And mm-hmm. I know it helped me, but it certainly did not stop the disease process the way I had hoped that it would. I traveled to Mexico. Mm-hmm. This was a long time ago, 15 years, yeah. You know. And so, of course, things have come a long way in that. And I'm sure it was predominant in helping me stay alive and everything. Mm-hmm. But I hear some really amazing stories about people that go nowadays, and I would like to go back and get the new version of stem cells now that I'm so much better.
Yeah, they've definitely gone a long way in that, and they've done a lot more research as far as what kind of cells and you know, keep them live and everything else. So I know there's some very, very educated holistic doctors down there that are involved now with the clinic that I know of. And, you know, they're getting some pretty amazing results. You know, I didn't partake of it while I was down there, and part of me's going, damn, I should have done it, you know. I should have done it. But I'm pretty self-healing. I know my body's gone through all kinds of things, and just through my own practices, I'm pretty self-healing and diet and things like that. But, you know, there's sometimes I get a little lazy and don't pay enough attention to what I should be doing, or I just totally overwork myself, and then I put myself into those positions where you do need, you know, a little outside help, you know, to get you over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
And we could definitely use a full-time masseuse here. One, on the ranch.
I think all of us could use one of those.
Yeah, considering the work here on the ranch, because we're, you know, we're always, you know, either cutting wood or putting up fences or building something, or you name it. You know, it's just a lot of hard work here, and you know, it'd be nice to have your body in optimum condition, you know, so you could stay on top of everything.
Yeah, well, the masseuse and the good food and the meditation and frequencies are very important.
Yeah, we have a multi-wave oscillator.
Are you using it?
Every once in a while, not as much as I should, but we have it in a pyramid, which is just amazing. Yeah. And, boy, you go in there and you walk out, and it's like doing a deep meditation without even trying. You know, you just walk and sit down, all of a sudden your whole body's just getting completely rejuvenated. But I definitely need to get in there and work with that a lot more. It's kind of like everybody, you know, I have so much on my plate. You know, I have two radio shows. I've got a zillion emails to answer all the time. And with the ranch here and all the other lectures and staying on top of that, the traveling that I do, you know, I'm getting that message lately that I need to slow down and start really taking care of James right now, because I'm not going to be good to anybody else unless I do.
Yeah, that's one of the things I think we all have to remember. If we don't take care of ourselves, then we can't really help the next person very well.
Yeah, exactly. And I do think one of these life machines and staying on top of that. You know, I wanted to talk a little bit about the chemtrails. I know that William Thomas and what's the other guy's name? I'll think of it. It starts with a C.
Carnicom.
Yeah, their research, and they've been just showing all kinds of pathogens, mycoplasms, you name it, are just raining down. And I've seen samples where airborne tuberculosis, you know, all of these things are in the air, and you're going, these should not be there. You know, why are these raining down on us?
Well, and on top of the pathogens, they almost always have a number of other things, chemicals and high levels of barium and aerosoled aluminum, and those are very hard on even the person with the healthiest of immune systems. And if you have any type of immune compromise, then you are wide open for these pathogens. Like you say, when you get run down and you've worked too hard and you haven't taken care of yourself, and then one of these cloud covers come in, then you're sick. And yeah, the chemtrails are a pretty big problem, and they're everywhere, it seems. And I work quite a bit with that.
They did some heavy spraying here, and this was quite a while ago, but they came in pretty low and sprayed very heavy, and 60% of the kids were out, you know, in the next 2 days, and with all these flu-like symptoms. And it wasn't like somebody got the flu and it spread. It just, like, hit everybody.
All at once.
And, you know, when I was down in Mexico, I saw them come right along the coast with the trade winds, you know, coming in.
Right.
And offshore winds. And they just sprayed this huge, thick blanket. And then all of a sudden, everybody just went down with that. I think they called it the SARS virus or something like that, or is what they found there. And, you know, there's no way, you know, anything could spread that fast. I mean, everybody, all the kids were out of school. Everybody was sick. I mean, I got sick. My brother got sick down there. All of us got sick almost immediately. And so it's just a big spray game up there with them. You know, they're just playing around with all these biologicals and you know, toxic heavy metals and everything else. And it's just, you know, lately they are getting some headway. I know there's a major lawsuit getting put together in Shasta. The people of Shasta are just fed up because, you know, the snowpack up there in the mountain, they're measuring the water up there, and it has 6,000 times over the toxic limits for aluminum and barium and strontium and all these other things.
Oh, I know, and they did a test. I'm in Sedona. They did a test on the Phoenix Air, and those things, they were thousands of times above the limits. I mean, it was staggering. And where I don't live right in Phoenix, but I'm still getting quite a bit of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just overwhelming. And the more frightening thing about some of these pathogens is that you usually don't totally get rid of them. The symptom goes away, and the stupid thing becomes a ticking time bomb in your body. And then the next time some real stressor hits you, then you're even sicker with some sort of new disease. Now, that's another thing that Reif learned way back in the 30s that they didn't even recognize in modern medicine until the 1980s was this situation called the pleomorphism, where a pathogen can go into the body as a fungus and then turn into a virus and then turn into a bacteria and then go back into a fungus. I mean, this is like Frankenstein or something. And, of course, with all the biological engineering they're doing and the GMOs and good God knows what else that we don't even know about, it's hard to guess what we may have these days.
Yeah, I mean, they're finding the rice. I mean, they just lost a big lawsuit with the GMO rice because it was contaminating all the other rice fields. And, you know, the farmers lost their contracts with the European countries due to, you know, because their fields were contaminated. And so they actually won, you know, a major lawsuit against Bayer, basically. Mm-hmm. And Monsanto's, I think, next. But they're finding that all of these crazy funguses and molds and things on these new GMO foods that are actually creating sterility in livestock, in humans. I mean, it kills rats. You know, basically it'll kill your chickens if they eat it. The rats, if they do eat it, they end up getting massive blue balls and die, you know. So
that's lovely, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I go, well, I can't wait to have that corn, you know. And
well, and the other part of that is all that those funguses and various pollutants are entering into the environment in ways like airborne. the bees, the bats, the butterflies, the birds carry it all around. It goes into the water. I mean, goodness knows what they're actually creating on a long-term basis. It's probably going to be a pretty big mess. I don't know how they'll clean it up, but they'll think of something.
Yeah, I mean, the only way you could clean it up is to totally terminate all your crops and plow them down maybe two or three times and try to start over, burn everything maybe, I don't know, all the surrounding areas. But I know those crops will cross-pollinate with weeds and things like that, and then you're
right back.
Well,
and then the fungus spreads even further.
Exactly. And
yeah,
you're right back where you started again, so...
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's insanity. It's like they have a blank check from our leadership, you know, to continue with these processes, even though most European countries have banned them, you know, which I think is great. I know that there's a lot of other things that the Europeans are figuring out, and they seem to be way ahead of the game and have a lot more integrity than here in the U.S., and they're banning a lot of things and busting, you know, a lot of these, I don't know, I'm getting a brain fart right now. Probably too much aluminum in my head, but...
Probably.
The vaccine.
That's what happens when you chop wood all day.
Exactly. The vaccines, you know, it's like they busted them on the vaccines. And they said, you know, we can't use these vaccines. I mean, they're live viruses in them. There's all these mercury in them, you know, all these things that are going to collapse your immune system and make you sicker than a dog. And so they're saying, you know, forget it. You know, we're not using these things. So a lot of the European countries seem to be way ahead of the game, and they're testing these batches, you know, before they use them. Where here in the States, they just like, you know, blast them out, and you know, they just keep slamming these kids, you know, right after they're born with every kind of injection you can think of until they become autistic and their immune system totally collapses, and some of them actually die, unfortunately. I mean, there's been a lot of deaths, you know, around this. And you wonder at what point are the people going to wake up and say, wait a second, you know, maybe there's another way, a safe alternative, you know, to, you know, clean up these viruses and these bacteria and these other things. And it does seem to be these technologies are the key to this.
Well, yeah, and the sad part is there's a number of ways they can do it, aside even from the technologies, and they can start by saying no to those stupid vaccinations. Because, I mean, even like our age group, we all had measles and mumps and chicken pox, and most of us lived through it. So what do we need measles, mumps, and rubella for? And that's one of the worst ones going around the autism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and then
I know
those stupid hepatitis things they give the babies when they're only a few days. Oh, that's just outrageous, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I know there's ways of reversing that, and whatever those things they inject you with, that, you know, a lot of them are just putting people on timers. You know, this stuff is going to come out later. You know,
well, that's one of the things. I think that's one of the ways they monitor their various disease processes is, you know, they select a group and they give them this vaccination, and then they watch the children as they go through. And almost everybody goes through the medical system, so they've got kind of a captive audience in how these things work or don't work and what the end outcome is. And it is, I think, like you say, it's time for people to wake up and start learning what are their options and start being empowered to make a different choice. You know, not to go with everything that the mainstream media or medicine or whoever tells them.
I love what I've been doing. I interviewed Max Egan, and I've been listening to a lot of his shows, and it's just great the way he packages things and talks about what's really going on. And he just says, you know, he said, the system, you can't fix it. It's broke. It's so corrupt. And so it's gone so far away from its original inception that he goes, it's just forget about it. He said, you're not going to fix it. But he said, you can create a new system. And
that's what it's up to us to do. Exactly.
Exactly. And so we need to create a different world, an alternative world. And you know, take a little self-responsibility for our own healing and education and get involved and to make it through these times, because we are definitely going to be challenged, you know, on every level, and I think we're going to have to rise to the occasion.
Well, and it's very hard for people to make good choices when their body is sick, and they can't think straight, or they can't get up and go to work, or what have you, you know, then it's very difficult for them to do the other things that are more empowering, because they just don't have any energy for it, because their body is so compromised.
Oh, I agree. I've seen that so many times. I know people that are just dragging, you know, just getting from one day to the next, and you know, they're pretty much enslaved to dependency and living check to check. And that isn't, you know, if you do believe in God, I just don't think that's God's plan, you know, for us. I don't think it ever was, that's somebody else's plan, and we need to wake up to that, because we do have, you know, the ability to heal ourselves. We have the fuelless energy technologies on the planet now. You know, we have everything we need to turn this place into an Eden, and the only thing problem we have now is the powers that be that are stopping that process and not allowing that natural evolutionary process to happen.
Well, I think the bigger issue is, how do you wake up enough people so that they start turning the tide against that sort of control mechanism that the powers that be have? And there again, I have to go back to people being strong and healthy. If they're strong and healthy, then they have more energy to go out there and make these other changes, to grow their own food and so forth and so on, you know. Take care of themselves better.
Pretty soon you'll have to buy all your seeds from Monsanto with the aluminum-resistant variety, which is what they have on the books. So, you know, you think about it, you go, wait a second.
Why is there aluminum in the air?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's those smart plastic polymers. I've worked a lot with this crazy chemtrail stuff, and of all of it, the polymers are probably some of the worst, because aluminum, at least aluminum and barium and zinc and some of these other things that occur in these, are naturally occurring. But smart plastic polymers are not. And there are a number of other chemicals, you know, like in the beginning they kept finding that ethyl dibromide in there, and chemicals that are not naturally occurring, and you have to wonder how in the world. The body was never designed to deal with anything that resembled a smart plastic polymer. What the heck is that?
Yeah. I know ethylene dibromide is what they use to tint your house.
Yeah, it was a main ingredient in the early stages of DDT and Agent Orange, of course, which were both eventually declared horrible and banned, and so they didn't know what else to do with it, so I think they put it in the air. I don't know what that was about, except there again, you have to go back to the idea of weakening everyone's immune system, because if the powers that be really believe they can maintain control, then a sick population is much easier to control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's never ending, it seems. You know, to me, it's just a no-brainer. You know, I see love as the ultimate power in the universe, and love serves. And, you know, when you go around trying to control and manipulate and dominate people, that's such a low form of evolution and consciousness. And there's a reaction to it. And, you know, these people are supposed to be very intelligent, clever people, but they miss that basic point. You know, and it's because their ego is totally running the show. They have no soul connection anymore.
Right.
But I think that is going to be rectified on an energetic level, because the whole earth is evolving and going through a major awakening and healing process. And if you're not frequency specific to that, you're not going to be here. You know, I don't care how much money you have or how deep your underground is or anything else. It's all about being frequency specific. So
yeah,
so.
Well, that's one of the things I work with, is the frequency. So
yeah.
I would agree with you. And the more you can clean out the lower frequencies, like the viruses and the funguses, then the easier it is for you to get into those higher consciousness frequencies, for sure, and to stay there, and to stay in that power source when all the stuff starts happening. And it's already happening. I mean, we don't go a day without some major something going on.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, the I'm definitely going to keep your phone number, and when this Rife machine shows up again, and who knows, maybe I'll buy one myself, you know, get one of the new, more expanded versions. So
well, the new one is really awesome because it has so many more frequencies available and so many more waveforms, and one of the coolest things for me was when they decided to do this triangle wave, and of course nothing really moves linear, and so if you start to rotate a triangle wave you get a tetrahedron. Now how exciting is that? You can build a lot with that and with a frequency, and see, with a lot of variable frequencies you can start working with your own intuition and guidance to see where you want to go to rebuild, and there again to move your consciousness as you get some of the low-level crud cleared out. Everybody's got to clear up the crud. We've all got to clean house at some level, physically, you know. And then you're, because I get a lot of people, you know, they want to get instant consciousness and all of that. Well, it usually isn't that easy.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're coming up to the end of the hour, and we're pretty much out of time. But before we go, can you give your contact information?
It is bioelectricsforhealth.com, and I have an 800 number, 1-800-936-6240. And, yeah, James, anytime you want some help, I'll be happy to help you.
Great. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and unfortunately we're out of time, and we'll have to do it again real soon.
Okay, good enough. Thanks for having me.
All right, good night.
Good night.
This is James Gilliland signing off. Have a great evening, and start looking into alternative therapies that might be the only way out. Have a good evening.